This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 12 between the Bucks and the Falcons. It is presented by and actually was the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. They play in the events. They provide gifts for the events. They provide prizes for the events. They put koozies on every cart for each golf tournament, and a huge supporter of the Todd Wright family of podcasts as well. Look, I hope you never need legal assistance, but when you do, you can call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. And I want to remind you of two things. You need not live or work or have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. And Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. If you play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and you just like to put a face with the name of Brandon Legal Group, just ask me. I'll be happy to introduce you to everyone in the Brandon Legal Group foursome at that Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Again, call anytime for a free consult for their full service law services, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. I've done this being my 32nd episode of the Bucks Bulletin. No Bucks Bulletin has been seemingly simpler than this one. And again, I'm only offering you a second opinion. I do not want to set your lineups. But as it relates to Bucks Falcons this Sunday in Atlanta, in a week where four more teams are on bye, very late bye week considering we're in the second to last week of most fantasy football regular seasons. But the Chiefs are on bye, so no Mahomes, no Kelsey. Chargers are on bye, a couple of running backs there, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry. Cardinals are on bye, Kyler Murray's been very productive, up to QB6 in my standard scoring numbers through the first 11 weeks. And dare I forget, Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, both of them on bye this week. So for those of you looking for other options, either on your bench or on waivers, there might be some in Bucks Falcons. Again, projected to have one of the higher totals by the experts in Las Vegas. And of course, my favorite experts in Las Vegas are at the Westgate Superbook, namely the great Jay Cornegay. So from a quarterback standpoint, if you don't have the services of Mahomes or Murray or Cousins this week, you might be looking at Matt Ryan or Jameis Winston. I would lean towards Ryan just because I think he's the better player. Also because he's facing a pass defense that hasn't shown much, if any, sign of life all season. While Jameis Winston continues to struggle on the field, while the fantasy points have been good and in some cases better than Ryan, he's facing a Falcons defense that has recommitted itself, as the whole team has in recent weeks. The Falcons off two wins in a row against the other teams in the NFC South, New Orleans and Carolina. And much of the credit for that goes to the Falcon defense and specifically the way they've been playing pass defense the last 2 weeks. So edge to Ryan over Winston, but both quarterbacks are potential plays if you are looking to plug and play this week based on not having Pat Mahomes, not having Murray, or to a lesser extent, a guy who's been hot recently in a Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't recommend any running back this week. A week ago, the Falcons had the hot waiver claim in Brian Hill. That did not play out well, even in a Falcons win against the Carolina Panthers. And while there's been more clarity and public attention on Ronald Jones in recent weeks for the Bucks, the rushing yards haven't been there. It was a lot of catch and run, particularly against the Arizona Cardinals. So I wouldn't look at Jones, Hill, or any running back from either team being a sensible play this week in a season-long league. Even in a bargain situation, I think you can do better with a daily lineup than trying to play a bargain running back from the Falcons or the Bucks. Now, from the wide receiver standpoint, you've got three wide receivers who've been in your lineup virtually every week all year. And even they ebb and flow a bit. Julio Jones had the hottest start of anybody, but he hasn't scored a touchdown in since week three. This could be the week he gets going again. He's done it before against the Buccaneers. Chris Godwin then got hot shortly after that for the Bucs. And as we predicted here on the Bucs Bulletin last week, it looked like a good matchup without Marshawn Lattimore for the Saints for him to get back in the end zone for the first time in about a month plus. He did. Mike Evans' numbers have been down the last couple of weeks, but it's still a high enough floor. Now, again, the Falcons are playing better defense, better pass defense, and there is some concern that there aren't as many targets all of a sudden for Godwin and Evans because the Bucs have been throwing more to tight ends, O.J. Howard 2 weeks ago, Cameron Brate last week, and Ronald Jones in recent weeks. But still, you're not taking Evans nor Godwin out of your lineup just in a daily game. I don't know that they are worth the investment this week for all those reasons. Julio Jones in season-long leagues, definitely a play. Might be worth the investment in daily, as well as Calvin Ridley. Ridley put together a game worthy of just over 20 points in standard scoring fantasy leagues last week against the Carolina Panthers. Remember, Mohamed Sanu is long gone. Austin Hooper's been hurt. So Ridley does look like a good play. Some of you may have had him on the bench in recent weeks. This would be a good week to play him. Both the kickers in this game are in play. If you are without Harrison Butker because of the bye week, Zane Gonzalez has been very good for Arizona. Or even a Dan Bailey from Minnesota, and you're looking for a kicker for one game in a climate-controlled environment with a high total, this is it. And you factor in how neither running game looks that efficient, and that leads to potential field goal attempts from in tight, since neither team seems to have the ability to just punch one in on the ground once they get inside the red zone or even inside the 10 or the 5. So both kickers are worth looking at, both in season-long leagues if you need one for a week, or as a daily play. And that's about it for Falcons and Buccaneers. Again, this is one of the more simple Bucs bulletins that I've done from a fantasy standpoint. The wide receivers are the play. The quarterbacks are okay plays. The kickers are, if you need one, climate-controlled, high-scoring game type plays. The Bucs Bulletin, again, is presented by and the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, you do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call on Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm, and I can't say enough in terms of their support of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucs Bulletin. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast covers all 32 teams on a weekly basis, and the Todd Wright Toddcast is now up to 64 episodes this year of non-fantasy content and commentary. Thanks for listening.